Hey, thanks for checking out our show. If you like what you hear, we have tons of additional content at patreon.com/themedialunchbreak. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
The pause said more than the answer.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah?
It's been a whole thing.
Oh, really? What's been a whole thing?
Well, kid's been a little rough.
Oh, that whole thing.
I'm also, I got in this new play. I can't remember if I talked about it the last. I feel like I did. I talked about it on mic probably last. But I'm in a Shakespeare play.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, this is great, because I know the character, kind of. Like, I have read enough of the play to know that the character is only in the second half of the play.
Right.
So how hard could it be? He said. Naively.
Stupidly.
Yeah. It's a lot. And they recognized that as well and double cast me as another character who's only in the first half of the play.
Oh, wait. So now you're in the whole show.
Now I'm in the whole show.
Hey. All right.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for it. It's a great character. The one in the second half of the show.
And the one in the first half of the show? How's that one?
It's fine. He's got like 6 lines.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at least it's not like you're all over the place.
No, but it's a lot of monologues and singing and playing the guitar.
Oh, as Shakespeare intended.
I mean, yes, I think.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't an actual guitar at the time, but it was probably something comparable.
I believe it's in the stage directions that you'll find
the guitar. It is in the stage directions that someone exits pursued by a bear. And they didn't cast me as the bear. Isn't that insane?
I mean, you're my bear.
You're my beard. That's only one letter away.
That's true. Both of those things are true.
Anyway, yeah. And work was a lot. I'm still catching up on a lot of stuff from when I went on vacation like a month ago.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. I'm doing a lot, Chris.
Speaking of beards, by the way, we'll get into it, but yours is looking tremendous. This wasn't even a lead into the plug. It was just looking good. I was just like, you were talking.
You.
I was like, God damn.
You know what the secret is?
What's that?
I didn't bathe.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
I mean, evidently great.
Yeah. And you know what?
Normally, I shower before we get on these and I wash my beard and I do all the stuff. But, you know, I did that. What day was yesterday?
Who can tell?
Monday?
Yep.
It was Monday. I did it on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe Monday?
It's a blur.
Oof. I don't remember when I last showered, Chris.
Well, let's keep that going. Welcome to the Media Lunch Break, bringing you all of your comic, geek, and movie news, all in the time it takes to eat a good sandwich, and unless you're Andrew, take a shower. My name is Chris Trebo. Alongside me, as always, is my co-host, Andrew Dunn. Say hello, Andrew.
It was yesterday. It was last night. I remember, because as much as I'm forgetting about what happened yesterday or when my last shower was or what I did or whatever, what I do remember from that rehearsal that I showered for is that one of the first things they asked was, how was everyone's weekend? And I said, I could not tell you for $1 million.
So let me get this straight. You showered for them, but you don't shower for me?
Chris?
Yeah.
If my son was doing what he was doing today, yesterday, I probably wouldn't have even made it there.
Well, okay then.
He's a little shit stain. We have so much to talk about.
We do have so much to talk about. Namely, goddamn, that beard is looking quite good, isn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah. What's your secret, Andrew?
Well, I'll tell you, my secret is tabletop beard on top of not showering.
Really?
You really aren't supposed to wash your beard every day. You're not supposed to wash any of your hair every day.
Oh, yeah.
So it does help the thickness. It helps your natural oils come through. But where that lacks, tabletop beard can help you pick that up, because tabletop beard mixes beard care and nerdiness in the best ways, which I find the Venn diagram.
Yes.
Of nerdy men.
Uh-huh.
And men who have big beards.
Yes.
Is a fucking circle.
It is.
So I would highly recommend it for pretty much any guy nerd. If you've got any amount of facial hair, any amount of hair on your face, you want to check this brand out. They have everything your little nerd beard needs to stay healthy and smell great. They've got oils, butters, balms, and over a dozen different scents, like Ranger, which smells like forest, fresh rain, and leather, and Paladin, which smells like barbershop and amber.
Or you could try this one, the one that I'm wearing right now, which is Fighter right there.
Fighter.
Fighter
smells like sweat and blood.
Yeah, it feels like the tears of your enemy. movies. Yeah. It smells like, I'm trying to read it. It's steel and...
Do you need glasses?
No, but it's a very dark font and very small.
Oh, yeah.
Smoked. Oh, what the hell does this say? Edit all this out. Smoked.
I've probably got it right here.
Yeah. See if you can tell. Please edit all of this part out.
Well, no, okay? I'm not gonna.
It's steel. That's the steel. It's the steel part that got me. When I was looking for what to put on today, I was like, smoke something and steel. Hello.
Sorry, fighter. I barely know her. Smoked oud and steel. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced.
So I'm not crazy. Okay. I thought it looked like a jumble of letters to me,
it's,
too.
Yeah, it's O-U-D. I don't know what that is.
O-U-D.
People who are nerdier than us will be able to tell us what that is.
Smoked oud and steel. So yeah, fighter, which I'm wearing today, is smoked oud and steel. Which I recommend. I do like the leather one, the Ranger one as mm-hmm. well. That one's really, really good. That's one of my favorites.
I'm making my way through them. I'm starting with the ones I like the least. Mm-hmm. And that's actually one of the best things about this company, in my personal opinion, is they have such a wide variety of scents. One of the founders, it's started by three brothers. And one of the three brothers cut his teeth on being a, I forget what the term is, but he was like a guy who tasted wines. And like smelled wines and stuff.
Sommelier?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. But he was a guy who like was an expert in the like scent palettes of winery.
Listen, anybody who creates a scent like smoke oud and steel, when you yeah. say cut his teeth, I think you literally mean he cut his teeth on things.
Yeah, he might have.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the cool thing about this is they have like 14 different scents. So oh my like gosh, they're going to so have many. A scent that you like. So I'm making my way from the end because I want to save my favorites for the last. So I'm starting with my least favorite.
I've yet to use the evening cologne.
I'm very curious about what that smells like since cologne tends to have different, like there isn't, as far as I know, cologne isn't a scent. It's a thing that you wear that has a scent.
Yeah, it has a nice scent to it. I haven't used it yet. You can smell it through the bottle a little bit, but
is it like musky?
A little bit. It's a little elegant. It's a little.
Ooh.
It's definitely after you've vanquished your enemies and you're going to take your wench out for a night on the town. This is what you want to slap on.
Yeah. After you've put away your smoked out and steel.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
well, and yet before you've put away your steel.
Yeah. You know where I'm going with that.
Anyway, head to tabletopbeards.com for free shipping on orders of $50 or more, free returns within 30 days, and get 10% off your first order when you sign up for their newsletter.
All right, Andrew.
What?
Guess what today is?
What is today? Tuesday?
It is Tuesday, but it's a very special type of Tuesday.
The 30th.
It's going to make all your troubles disappear. It is Tuesday Newsday, my friend.
Oh, shit. It's the Tuesday Newsday.
It's the best damn day of the week.
It is the best damn day of the week.
That's right.
Holy shit.
We got some news to get to.
We do have some news. There's some news.
I have some news. Do you have some news?
I do. I have some news. Yeah.
We're also looking with our oily beards.
Uh-huh.
We're looking young.
Oh,
dumb.
Hang on, though.
Yes.
If that's where we're starting.
We're not starting there. I'm just letting the people know.
All right, then don't finish that sentence.
Okay.
Because I've got something for it later, and it's going to be a little different than what we usually do.
Ooh.
It's going to be a change. It's going to be a little modification on our usual segment.
I'm excited. Okay. Do you have any other non-trailery news to start with, then?
I do, yes.
Let's do it.
Chris,
yes?
We've seen a lot of good casting in our lifetimes. I mean, since I've been alive, we've gotten Ian McKellen as Gandalf, Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, and James Earl Jones as Mufasa. And Chris, Orson Welles was cast in Citizen Kane just after you turned 17 years old and got your first job working at the local malt chape with a pack of smokes rolled up into your shirt sleeve and the dream that one day man might walk on the moon
mm-hmm.
and the hope that you'd be alive to see it.
And I wasn't.
But enough about your late social security checks, because a new casting rumor has leaked, and it's a rumor that might put the rest to shame. Because Keanu Reeves has been cast as Shadow the Hedgehog. You're welcome to ask me any questions you have about the character, but just be aware that the answer will always be, I don't know.
Hey, who's Shadow the Hedgehog?
I don't know.
Okay, great. You didn't learn anything from that crazy ass panel?
No,
you did.
I didn't. No one,
80 years ago,
or something? I can't tell you one thing about him. Nobody there wanted to fuck him.
Well, that has all changed since the casting of Keanu Reeves as Shadow.
Yeah.
I can tell you that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there is at least one person.
And it's this guy.
Hell yeah.
For the listener, I was pointing to me and not to Andrew.
Oh, I thought you were pointing. I didn't even see you. I thought you were
Well, that's fine. And neither did anyone else.
So yeah, this is good casting. I know that Shadow the Hedgehog is like the dark character. He's like the badass who like doesn't play by the rules and blah, 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 blah. And they
does
got
he have a Idris. Gun?
maybe at some point. I don't think he will in this movie.
Just has a gun.
But they got Idris Elba. They got Idris Elba to play Knuckles,
yeah,
which was a great get. And now they've got Keanu Reeves potentially. This is just a rumor at this point. But
this franchise gets better than it should be every time out, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
It's the movies shouldn't be as good as they are. And I'm not saying that they're great, but they're...
Yeah, they are, though. That's what I was just going to say. To be completely fair, the first movie was really unironically very good.
Yeah, they're like... They should be shit, right? These movies should come out and they should be absolute dog shit, and then they're not.
I mean, did you see the first trailer for the first one? It almost was.
I know, but it's just crazy. It's really kind of nuts.
But that's also what happens when you get Ben Schwartz to play a cartoon.
That is fair. That is absolutely true. But yeah, I think this is great casting. I think Keanu, whenever you hear the words Keanu Reeves cast as, I'm like, all right, I'm in. I'm in for a pound. I'm in for,
especially, you know, playing a character named Shadow.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to hear him say his own name over and over again.
Yeah.
He could be like, I am Groot, and he just says Shadow the whole time. And I'm like,
yeah,
I'm good for it.
He can reprise his role, his famous line from The Matrix, and go, Shadow.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. Well, Andrew Dunn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take it from two guys who do not know anything about this character or this franchise. We're very happy that Keanu Reeves is going to be in this and playing this guy.
This is who they're marketing this towards, is people who have never seen any of the other stuff.
Well, you know who they're marketing it towards? Dads.
Well, they got us.
I know they do.
They got us right in the Keanos. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm aware. Have I told you that I did a voiceover commercial for a very prestigious cologne company? And the highest rated comment when that commercial made its way to YouTube was someone saying, did they get Keanu Reeves to do the voiceover?
Ooh.
And I was like, I'll take that as an enormous compliment. Thank you.
I'm going to watch this movie now. And at the end of it, I'm going to turn to someone and go, did they get Andrew Dunn to do the voice of Shadow?
You'd be like, man, that cologne commercial guy has come a long way.
He's really made it.
Yeah.
He's really done it.
He's Andrew Dunn. You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
And they're going to look at me, and I'm going to go, his name is Andrew Dunn. And that's the joke.
Yeah. That's his real name.
His stage name is
Keanu Reeves.
And he's sitting right there.
Hi.
And then you're going to turn to me and go, Chris, you're pointing at me.
Yeah. And I'm going to go, whoa.
And it turns out we're the only two in the theater.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm on both sides of you somehow.
Yeah. I'm talking to you about
that's
you.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what's happening right now.
You sure are. Do you have anything?
I do. Andrew,
what?
Paramount Pictures has announced that they are developing a live action movie, motion picture, will you, of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles based on The Last Ronin.
Interesting.
And apparently it shall be R-rated.
Interesting. I get very confused these days,
mm-hmm,
in general.
Yep.
But also, specifically when someone says that there's going to be a live action adaptation of a cartoon that involves non-human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example,
mm-hmm,
The Lion King that came out,
yes,
was called the live action adaptation of The Lion King.
Yes, correct.
But there was not a single real living thing in that movie.
In this one, there will be living things in this movie.
Are they going to be wearing like 1993 turtle suits?
I certainly hope so. I think they should
hope not.
I kind of hope. Here's what I hope. First of all, yeah, it's a live action adaptation of The Last Ronin. So first of all, yes.
Just, yeah, right out of the gate.
Yes.
I want to see it, even if it's bad.
Secondly, it's going to be R-rated. So yes.
Yeah.
God, yes. Thirdly, to get back to your question, what I would actually love is that if this is an adaptation of The Last Ronin, then make it a sequel to the movies and not just like a standalone.
Interesting.
Based on the comic adaptation of lore.
So you want a continuation of your favorite version of the Ninja Turtles movies, the Michael Bay ones?
Yeah. the best ones.
That's right. Yeah. And for me, yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, what I consider the Criterion Collection version of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, some of the best films of all time.
Of all time. I mean, Megan Fox, horribly overlooked, is in those. Is definitely in those.
Interesting.
And she definitely said words, and most of them were in the right order.
Interesting. I don't know that I've ever seen them.
I have, and they're dog shit.
Yeah, but no anyway, shit.
Yeah, and the second one is worse than the first, and it just...
Amazing.
It's crazy. No, I would love if it was, since we're doing this live action, why not make this a sequel to... the 90s live action.
Yeah.
And then take it a step further and make the actors use the suits from the 90s as they're all fucking falling apart.
Oh, God. Yeah. They haven't been washed.
No, don't.
Let me ask you a question and then maybe a follow-up question.
Okay.
Do you get the same cast? If you can. I don't even know if they're alive.
Of the turtles?
Yeah.
No, because some of them are dead, I'm pretty sure. Wasn't Corey Feldman one of them?
I'm sure. It was fucking 30 or 40 years ago or some shit. They probably died in there in the suits.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't because it was they were trained like stunt actors in the suits and then voiceover actors for the voices.
I kind of meant the trained guys, and you can do one of them to do the voice, or I don't know, whatever. You can do that, too.
That'd be amazing. I don't know what condition those guys are in. And it almost killed them the first time around. If you've ever heard any stories from the making of those movies, especially the first one. They were literally like passing out on set and everything. I don't know if any of them would come back. They all probably have brain damage from heat stroke, but like that would be incredible. You kind of want someone, and this is not to say that these people can't still do the job, but I don't know if they could still do the job compared to like what they were doing in those suits before. So you want someone to, you need to believe that these turtles can still do part of what they used to do. You know what I mean? Like jumping around and doing the flips and whatnot. So I think you got to get somebody like kind of younger.
Yeah. Corey Feldman was the voice of Donatello.
Yeah. 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 I would love, I mean, listen, could you get the same, I guess you could get the same April. You know what I mean?
Judith Hogue.
Yes. She's around. She's in stuff, I think, still.
She looks very different.
Does she?
But yes.
Okay.
Yes. She was just in Roll With It in 2023.
There you go.
She was in The Magicians for 5 episodes.
Interesting.
Okay, so here's my follow-up question.
Okay, follow-up question. Go.
Who do you get to play The Last Ronin? And is it Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, we were just talking about him, so that's probably why he's on my mind, but that's a pretty good choice, right?
That is actually pretty good. Yeah. That's actually a really good choice.
You know, he kind of already sounds like a Ninja Turtle. Yeah. Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say she doesn't look that different.
You're right. Thanks for calling me out on my shit. Her first thing on IMDb on her IMDb page is a trailer, and there's a woman in it who looks nothing like her. That's as the thumbnail.
Oh, yeah, I see that. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, but then I scrolled down and I was like, oh, I'm wrong. But we had already moved on, so I didn't bring it up.
Oh, that's what, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, so you could get her.
That as could be, Donatello.
As Donatello.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
In one of the suits.
Yeah, and then AI Corey Feldman as April O'Neil.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's finally happened. Yeah, this is where we draw the line right here.
Yeah, we're going to learn some lessons on this one.
Yeah, you could, yes, I mean, Keanu Reeves, yes, absolutely. The guy, you know what, to top it off, one of the writers, on top of, obviously, Eastman is going to be part of it as well, is Tyler Burton Smith, who did the last Child's Play movie, which is not Boy Kills World. He wrote Boy Kills World.
Interesting.
Which is a movie I think you almost suggested us seeing.
Yeah, I'm probably going to see that movie regardless.
So he's one of the writers of this Last Ronin movie.
I don't know if it's any good, but it looks fantastic.
Crazy, which is what you want.
Maybe. I don't know that I do want that, though, in the way that, like, you know, we talked last week about how everybody said, oh, Monkey Man is Dev Patel in John Wick, but it's not really. That kind of feels like this, right? Like, if Boy versus World, mm-hmm. or Boy Kills World,
yes.
is John Wick, I kind of want The Last Ronin to be Monkey Man.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But I what I'm saying is it's a guy who can think outside the box, and it's a guy who can, like, he can give you something interesting that you're not expecting. It's not, maybe he's not going to give
we
you
haven't
some,
seen it yet.
No, that's
could
true.
Could be dog shit.
But it feels like a guy who can not do a paint by numbers type of movie.
Yeah, it does look very unique.
Yeah, which is what I'm looking for.
But also, maybe it's not what I'm looking for, because, like, it's kind of already been written. So I don't know.
Fair point.
50-50. Honestly, for me, it's a coin flip. It's always a coin toss, right?
I'm going to say, for me, 75-25 at this point. Okay. For this. I'm going to go in optimistic that this is going to be amazing.
For me, 50-50. I think this is one of those things that maybe we shouldn't touch. I'm still open. Mm-hmm. And if I see a trailer that looks great, I mean, honestly, regardless of how the trailer looks, who am I kidding? I'm going to be there opening night, yeah, or whatever, you know, but this is possibly one of those things that maybe we shouldn't. There's a sequel to it out now, yeah, a comic. I haven't read it yet.
Neither have I.
I've heard it's fine. So, like, again, I'm like, you know, I don't know if we want to touch this.
Right.
Really. But right. I'll see it.
Yep.
Especially since I got my all-you-can-eat AMC movie buffet pass.
Well, now you basically have to.
I know. I'm going to see it like 10 times.
What else do you have, sir?
I only have one other thing.
Okay.
And it's the last thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have any non-trailer news left.
All right. Well, then, in that case, Chris.
Yes.
It's time for our famous segment.
Yes.
We're young, dumb, and full of cum. And I can say that now because the MCU officially has its first rated R trailer.
Yeah.
So we got the long anticipated second trailer for Deadpool versus Wolverine, and it looks great.
It looks incredible. It really does.
What'd you think?
I'm excited about this. I've watched it a couple times already. I was about to watch it just before we got on the mics as well. And I'll probably watch it again after we get off of the mics too.
Yeah.
So much going on in this trailer. I like that I still don't, I feel like I've seen a lot and yet have seen nothing at all. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, and I agree, and I'm glad because I was hesitant to watch this trailer. I usually like to stop after the first trailer, but I really did feel like the first one was more of a teaser. Like, it's called Deadpool and Wolverine, and we didn't even see Wolverine. So I was like, I do want to see him.
Right.
Like, I am interested in at least seeing the two main characters together before I go into the movie.
Right.
So I'm glad I watched this. It didn't feel like it gave away really anything. In fact, I feel like the first trailer gives away more of the plot than anything.
Yeah, I agree with you.
This gives away like a couple little beat moments that are cool.
Yeah, this, I think between the first trailer and this trailer, I think people are so interested in how the hell this all fits together. You have to give some of it in the trailers just because I don't know. I think you and I are in for this, like, yeah, in for a pound, in for a penny with this. I think for the layman, the first trailer serves as like, all right, just so you're not going in having no idea like what this is.
Well, and especially if you didn't know that, you know, Deadpool was Fox and then it merged with Disney.
Exactly.
And
if you don't know the inside baseball of the whole thing,
yeah,
you're just going to be like, oh, it's another Deadpool movie.
Right.
Unless you see this trailer and then you're like, oh, so it's a Marvel movie with Deadpool. Cool.
Right.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I think everybody's in, but it's like, all right, now you're set up. But this just makes it 10 times better. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, interesting thing to point out that I just realized right now, thinking about it, the first trailer shows how Deadpool gets involved in the plot of Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Right.
And the second trailer shows how Wolverine gets involved in the plot.
That's true. So you got almost like first act, second act.
Well, not only that, but sort of the two halves of this thing are, yeah, coming together.
This best friend bracelet that is this,
right,
movie.
Yeah, exactly. But even the two sides of the coin, you are seeing now how the totality of the catalyst of this film, right, moves forward, because, right, we've seen, I wouldn't even say first act, second act. I think you're looking at the, like, one point of view of the first act, and, right, now in this trailer you're looking at the other point of view of the first act.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. I think there's a lot of great Easter eggs in this that you can even see in the trailer. You can already see it, like Liefeld's shoes are in the background or something.
Feet.
Feet, yeah. Thank you.
I have never been happier to Google something that I thought would result in me finding out a person had a foot fetish.
Right.
Only to be proven wrong.
There you go. In fact, he is the opposite of foot fetish.
Yeah,
and that's why right. they gave it yeah. Liefeld's feet.
Or he gets halfway through drawing feet and he's like, I'm too horny. I can't just, do it.
Ah, aren't we all?
Yeah.
That's why he puts
that's boots why I never became a writer.
That's
or an artist. That's, I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever those people do out there. Crazy lunatics. The bar scene is very reminiscent of the first
the time. The very first one, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Our introduction to Wolverine.
Which is great.
From the first X-Men movie.
Whiskey Dick for Claws, who I think
was pretty good,
fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic little thing there. I was like, all right, so this is very, very much a Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a rumor. In fact, I think it's official that they are going to have their own popcorn bucket. And I think they said it's going to be kind of obscene. And the rumor
is they're just going to use the Dune 2 buckets all over again.
Yeah, whatever's left over.
Yeah.
Get them used.
Yeah.
The rumor is that it's going to be. So in the Deadpool comics, there are a bunch of different alternate universe versions of Deadpool. Lady Deadpool, Dogpool, which we see in this trailer. And a handful of others. One of them is Headpool, and he's just a decapitated head.
Oh, nice.
That Deadpool has to, like, carry around. And so one of the ideas is that you'll, like, eat popcorn out of his mouth or it'll be Headpool right. is the idea.
Do you think, now that you're bringing it up, since we're getting into a multiverse situation, do you think we'll see multiverse versions of Deadpool in this? Or is that too much?
So technically, we see Dogpool, and Dogpool is an alternate version of Deadpool.
That is true.
I suspect we're going to be getting a lot of alternate dimension shit from all over the place.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get multiple Wolverines, multiple Deadpools. I think they'd be crazy not to. Yeah. In fact, part of me thinks that the person we see who is a bald person who seems to have telekinesis might
that
be...
That's a character.
Cassandra something. I don't remember what. But yeah, I also wonder because, okay, so there's a shot. There are people who've done a deep dive. And when she's walking out of the giant Ant-Man head.
Oh, yes.
Behind her is a wheelchair.
Oh, that I did not spot. I know in front of her is a bunch of X-Men villains.
Yes. But there's a possibility that this might be a different dimension Charles Xavier.
Ooh. So who do you get for that different dimension Charles Xavier? Patrick Stewart again?
Well, I was thinking it was her, and she's using telekinesis to walk.
Oh, that she is a
could different... Be.
I gotcha.
Just throwing everything out on the wall and seeing what sticks.
Why not? I love that Ant-Man head thing. That's
well, brilliant. And that's straight out of Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
Which is great. That's one of my favorite... I think it's a 2-page spread of Ant-Man... As a town,
yeah.
Like the dead body of Ant-Man, there's just like
a town inside
Ravagers living
yeah.
in this body, in the skeleton.
Yeah. I think this Wolverine essentially feels like a multiverse Wolverine, that this is not the Wolverine that we actually know and love.
Correct.
This is a completely different Wolverine.
Yeah.
That failed his universe somehow.
There's a theory as well. In the trailer, he says something like, I'm not a hero, kid. You've got the wrong guy or something like that.
Right.
There's a theory that he's talking to, I can't remember her name, but the little girl from Logan.
Right. But that would also have to be an alternate version of that little girl.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Mm.
That doesn't have to be. I don't think. She doesn't die at the end, right?
She doesn't. Oh, you're saying that he's talking to an older version of her?
Right.
Got it. Now I'm understanding.
Yeah. Like, they go to the universe that Logan took place in.
Right.
And she's still there.
Right.
10 years later or whatever.
I got you.
And she's like, oh my God, you're alive. And he's like, this is a different guy.
This one feels slightly more dramatic than it does. It does have that Marvel feel to it in that, like, it does not lean towards the look in my balls humor as a Deadpool movie usually does. Not that it's not in there, because it's definitely going to be in there. But man, but like... It leans more towards the, like you said, like the Wolverine than it does the Deadpool in this.
Yeah, this trailer. Because again, if you watch the first trailer, I would say that one's like 90% pegging jokes or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, I have a feeling, you know, that might be one of the reasons the name ended up being Deadpool and Wolverine and not just Deadpool or whatever. Because right. I have a feeling this isn't going to be a Deadpool movie. It's going to be a half dick joke movie and half rugged adventure action movie.
Yeah. By the way, they use Like a Prayer from Madonna in the trailer.
And they sure do.
I don't know if you saw, but people thought that was an Easter egg because they released the trailer on April 22nd, which is the anniversary of when Like a Prayer was released.
Interesting.
It was totally coincidental. The producers came out was like, did not mean for this one to happen. Just worked out really well for us on this.
Fascinating.
Isn't it? There was one other thing I was going to mention. And it's gone. So
yeah, there's a couple other trailers as well that I haven't gotten the chance to watch. There's a new one with Chris O'Dowd. Isn't a new thing, but I don't remember what it is, and I didn't get the chance to watch the trailer, so couldn't tell
you. Did you watch the trailer for Transformers 1 by any chance?
No.
Oh, it actually looks pretty good. The Transformer animated movie.
Yeah, I'm sure. It looks whatever.
Decent. Chris Hemsworth, Brian Tyler Henry. As Megatron, Chris Hemsworth as Optimus Prime. It's a little prequel. It's fun. Looks fun. Looks fun.
Is he Australian?
No, American.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
I don't know that I've ever heard him do an American accent.
You have. Have you seen Star Trek?
Okay. He said, no, I don't want to die. Tell my son I love him. And then he died.
And he said the thing about how...
Name him Tiberius after my grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That thing. Hey, that was an American accent, all right?
Sure.
What is it not?
You got me.
Well, it's
gotta
be. It's gotta be over three lines or something. Is that what it counts?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So if it's under two lines, it's not an American accent.
That's correct.
Okay. Have you seen Cabin in the Woods?
Yes.
Well, then go fuck yourself. How about them?
He's only got three lines in that.
He's only got three lines in that one too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Three really long lines that are often interrupted.
Or is it you hear three lines and then you're like,
reel it back in, buddy.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I'm excited to hear him do an Australian accent in Furiosa. He doesn't often get to do an Australian accent.
I did not recognize him.
I did not at all. The first trailer. No, I did the second one because I was looking for it. But yeah.
There's another trailer that I saw. That you probably have not seen. Have you seen the trailer for Trap, the new M. Night Shyamalan
movie?
No,
I had that one open to watch as well because...
You should watch that one.
All right, because the article I found that had the trailer in it was like, it shows the twist. And I was like, all right, whatever.
I don't think... But here's the thing. I don't think that's the twist. Knowing Shyamalan, he would not show the twist. Everyone knows there's a twist in a Shyamalan movie. So if they're showing a twist in the trailer, then the twist is not the twist.
Is there always a twist in his movies?
Pretty much. I'm trying to think, except for probably, obviously, like Last Airbender, but...
The twist was that he fucked it up.
The twist was that it sucked all the way till the end.
Yeah, the twist is that he took a property that is impossible to do badly, and he did it badly.
And he did it badly. And everyone was watching going like, oh, well, the twist at the end is it's actually good.
And it had Dev Patel in it.
Yep, I know. I mean, I guess there wasn't Cabin in the... No, not Cabin in the Woods. What's the Knock at the Cabin Door... Knock, knock three times.
Well, the twist in that one is that there isn't a twist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah, we kind of talked about that.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to think of all the Shyamalan twists that I know. The twist that is that Samuel L. Jackson is the bad guy. Twist is that Bruce Willis is dead the whole time. The twist is that aliens are allergic to water, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the twist of that movie?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
The twist is that they're actually in the modern day.
Right.
The twist is that it's in the Unbreakable universe.
Which one's Lady in the Water?
What is in the... Oh, I have seen that movie. What is the twist in that one?
Is that she's actually not in the water?
She's not in the water at all.
She's actually a dude.
She's a... Yeah, that's it. She's got...
It's actually a guy in the water.
Twist is she's got a big dick. That's what... I mean, yeah. Like really big. Like real big.
And then you zoom in and it's like, oh no, it's Excalibur.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other Shyamalan movies. I haven't even seen Old and I know the twist is. The twist is, it was the Unbreakable universe, I guess.
I guess
that's the twist.
I never saw it.
Yeah. But I feel...
Oh,
but,
yeah. There's like a post-credit scene or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's been a while since I've seen Split. Split was good, actually. Split was really good.
I've heard
but
good
like,
things.
But there's... If he's... We all kind of go in expecting some sort of like... Shyamalan twist. So like I said, if they're showing the twist in the trailer, that's not the twist. There's another thing coming. I'm pretty sure. And also the rest of the movie is him trying to get out of this thing. So I think that's not the twist. That's the setup. That's the plot of the movie.
Is it just Saw?
No. It's like...
Is that the twist?
Oh, maybe it is. Oh, maybe it is. Maybe the twist is he's Jigsaw, and this is a Saw prequel.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, maybe it is, actually. Yeah. It looks interesting. It looks really interesting. Like, how much did the article tell you about what's in the trailer?
I didn't read it.
Okay. I didn't know if you read it and you just didn't watch it. No,
it's just the title.
It looks... I'm interested in this movie, to tell you the truth.
I'm going
to
watch the trailer.
All right. Watch the trailer, then. Watch it.
Not right now.
Okay. Fine.
But I will one day.
Did you have any of the trailers?
No. Those were the only three I had, and I only saw one of them.
Wow. Okay. I don't have anything else. I have nothing else. Did you have any other news?
Yeah, I have a ton.
Oh, go for it. Please, go crazy.
Tom Holland discusses Spider-Man 4, saying, we want to make sure we're not overdoing the same things.
Well, I mean, it's Spider-Man, and it's been doing the same thing for the last, you know, 70 years or something. So, but you want to be different, Tom.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
I'm mocking him.
There's also a trailer for Tales of the Shire, a Lord of the Rings game.
Oh, I heard about this, but I know nothing about it.
Post Malone teams with producer Michael Bay for a Fury Road meets Evil Dead movie.
Fury Road meets Evil Dead?
I guess it just means zombies in the desert.
I feel like George Romero has a piece of this. Or not George Romero, George Miller has a piece of this.
Details revealed for Game of Thrones spinoff series 10,000 Ships, which is a Moses-inspired epic.
Oh, I'm fascinated by this.
If you had offered me $1 million,
yes,
I would not, in the next 50 years, have ever guessed the end of that article.
I can see that for sure. What else does it say? Give me more of the article.
Holy Moses. This Game of Thrones spinoff series in development with Brian Helgeland, who previously worked on projects such as L.A. Confidential, A Knight's Tale, Man on Fire, and Mystic River.
Oh, those are good. Some of those are good.
Yeah, some of those are good. I know some of those words. The movie is titled 10,000 Ships.
It's a movie?
No. Hang on. It's a spinoff series. There was a Game of Thrones spinoff series in development at one point. I feel like this is a typo.
Okay.
I'm going to say the series was titled 10,000 Ships, and the story would have been Moses-inspired tale. It's centered around Queen Nymeria. Helgeland recently shared some details on the scrapped series, and it sounds like it would have made a great show. So wait a minute. What was the...
Yes.
Wow, interesting.
So this is just one of those articles where nothing is happening and they just decide to write an article about
it? Yeah, that was clickbait, for sure.
Oh, we just got clickbaited.
It's got master clickbaited. Are there any comments on this article?
Yes.
That sounded more like Kevin Costner's Waterworld than Moses. I guess I should read this article.
I would have watched that too.
Yeah, I would not
watch that.
Not.
Well, you didn't watch any Game of Thrones.
I watched the first season and did not care for it. Zack Snyder explains why he directed. Oh, wait, where's this article? I saw an article recently about how Leonardo DiCaprio was almost Lex Luthor in Batman versus Superman.
That would have been much better.
And in fact, we have him to thank for a lot of the shittiest stuff that ended up happening, because according to Zack Snyder, he was chatting with Leo DiCaprio about the role. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know what you could do eventually is have something crazy happen. Like, I don't know, maybe Lois gets killed and it makes Superman go crazy and he starts just like murdering people.
So it's wait. So it's Leonardo DiCaprio's fault?
Yes. According to Zack Snyder. I don't know if he's just putting blame.
Yeah, he is. That's bullshit. Because then the guy walks away from the project and then you're like, oh, I'm beholden to keep all this shit that Leonardo DiCaprio told me to do or whatever. No, you're. But also, by the way, I'm an artist and so I can do whatever I want and I make four.
Yeah, all the good stuff was me and all the bad stuff was Leonardo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio's fault. Even though all the bad stuff was actually taken out of the original version, and then I had to do my 4-hour version of whatever version I wanted to do and put all the bad stuff back in. But since it's bad, it's not Leonardo DiCaprio's fault. Also, I'm an artist and can do whatever I want. You can't have it both ways. Okay.
It's funny, though, too, because what he does say is that Leonardo DiCaprio had great ideas, and that was one of them.
It's not the worst idea in the world. I'm not going to lie. But also,
I disagree.
It's called Injustice. Look it up.
Like in the dictionary?
Yeah, look up Injustice in the dictionary.
Oh, it's a picture of you.
Oh, I was going to say it's a picture of the Snyder Cut.
There's an announcement for a new comic coming out. Earth's Mightiest Heroes will battle Xenomorphs in Marvel Comics Aliens vs. Avengers. That sounds kind of cool.
That sounds cool. I would be down for that. Apparently Marvel, because they own, since they own Fox and, well, Disney owns Fox and that whole franchise and everything, they've been doing an Aliens What If series as well.
Interesting.
Which is supposed to be really good.
Fallout got renewed for a second season already.
I've heard
good things.
I've heard good things too, and I kind of want to possibly watch it.
Maybe that should be what we talk about.
It might be. I thought about it actually because it's
been, how many episodes is that?
I don't know. I'm going to say
30.
Somewhere 50? Between 5 and 80.
Yes.
And they're all 8 hours long.
Oh no.
Yeah, they are, and you're going to have to watch every one of them.
I just hope we don't have to see Tennis Gangbang Movie.
We don't have to see any of the movies. We don't have to see any of the movies. We're not forced to see any of the movies. No one's putting a gun to our head. What movie do you want to see?
I'm going to put a gun to your head.
Well, that's fine, but that's just for the thrill.
What movie do I want to see? That's the problem. There are no movies out right now that I want to see. So what are we going to do? Get on here and talk about fucking nothing?
What do you want to do?
Wasn't one of them the League of Nazi Killers?
Ungentlemanly Warfare. Yeah, we could do that. Do you want to do that?
I don't know, man. Maybe. What do you want to do, Chris? Does anyone ask you? Does anybody ask Chris Treble? Chris, what would you want?
No, no one asked me that. Why do you think I ask other people?
Well,
that?
I just did.
Oh.
What are you going to fucking do about it? Fucking nothing. Absolute fucking dick.
Nothing. We could do the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Is that what you would like to do?
Listen, here are the choices. I'll give you three choices. Ready? This is what it's down to. Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, Fallout, or Rebel Moon.
I don't know that I'm going to have the time to see a show.
Are you talking about Fallout?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're down to going to the movies for Ungentlemanly Warfare or watching a piece of shit from your own couch.
Let's watch Rebel Moon.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Yeah, I'm laughing hysterically. I can tell.
I know. Yeah, this is what it's come down to. Okay, we could go see a good thing in the theater.
Yeah.
And make the time to do it. Or we can
watch. I've heard it's not very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's going to be better than whatever piece of shit this thing's going to be.
That's true.
I mean, not to prejudge a thing before we go and review it, but also yeah. This is going to be a whole pile of dog shit.
Did you see Zack Snyder said that every Rebel Moon is going to have a 6-hour director's cut?
I saw that in the ticker just now, and I wanted to ask you about it.
There it is.
Isn't there a 4-hour cut of the first one already?
Hang on, let me look up the article.
Okay.
In a new interview, Snyder has revealed all, confirming that each of his Rebel Moon movies will get director's cuts. They'll be about 6 hours in length, and Netflix will likely release them both on the same day. Maybe he means total. Does he mean total?
I think he means total. As in 3 hours and 3 hours. I can't imagine there's 6 hours of each movie. I can't imagine there's 6 hours worth of material for that first movie. Unless 3 of those hours is explaining where the horns came from on Anthony Hopkins' robot's head.
I think they're antlers, aren't they?
Who gives a shit?
It's important. Details are important.
Apparently to Zack Snyder they are.
Yeah, fuck it. We ball.
Please let that be the title of next week's episode. Just fuck it. ..
Yeah, fuck it. Rebel Moon 2.
Yeah, fuck it. Rebel Moon 2. Yeah, that's what it is. All right. Is there anything else left to cover?
No.
All right. Then guess what?
What?
Hey, Andrew.
What?
Hey, Andrew.
What?
Hey, Andrew.
What?
Where? can they find us?
Well, they can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, SoundCloud.com/TheMediaLunchBreak. You can also find us on Twixer, where our handle is @MediaLunchBreak. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.com/TheMediaLunchBreak. Head over there to check out our reviews eventually of Tabletop Beard. We're putting those out very soon. You can also find us on TikTok, where our handle is @TheMediaLunchBreak. We have merch on Teespring. You can visit our Patreon. That's Patreon.com/TheMediaLunchBreak. If you would like to donate a little bit of money, you know, obviously we make all of our podcast episodes, all of our YouTube videos, they're all completely free. So if you want to put some money towards that to improve the quality of them and improve the quality of our lives and our children's lives,
but mostly our lives,
but mostly ours, you can head over to patreon.com/TheMediaLunchBreak. You can also send us an email at themedialunchbreak@gmail.com or visit our website, which is www.themedialunchbreak.com. Give us a rating and a reviewing on iTunes, SoundCloud, or YouTube. And last but not least, special thank you to Julie.
Thanks, Julie. Okay, cool.
I couldn't think of anything for filming a 6-hour director's cut of our lives.
That was amazing. You are just so out right now. Okay, so like Andrew said, you can leave a rating and a review, and you can leave it right in app, and it really helps people find us. Wherever they find us, that's where they can find us, and it helps them find us. And you know what I'm saying with all of this.
In the places where they can find us.
As always, if you leave a 5-star rating, you can leave whatever you want in the review box. This week, honestly, for all we care, just put whatever you want in there. But you know what? This week, list, if you can remember every single Shyamalan twist, just put every single Shyamalan twist in there. Don't put the name of the movie. Just put the twist. That's it. Okay?
It's a good call.
Next week, we are going to be doing Rebel Moon and then Batman Year 100. But in the meantime, if you're listening to this and you're going, guys, don't worry, I'm here to save you. You don't have to do Rebel Moon because you should be talking about this. Send it over to us. If you have a reading assignment that you're like, you know what, I just read this thing and this is your reading assignment for the both of you, send it over to us. If you're a creator, you made a comic, you shot a pilot, that, yeah, I said it that way, you made a short film or a full length film, whatever, that's fine, you created something and you're like, hey, can you put some eyes on this, can you put some ears on this, can you send people towards this, give some thought on this, put it on the mic, send it over to us, we'll talk about it, we'll dedicate an episode to it.
An epidemic to it.
Happy to do it. We love doing that stuff. Other than that,
this is happening because you said shot the pilot.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Who's gonna fly the plane, Chris?
Me.
You know how to do that?
Doesn't matter. Plane flies itself.
God, I wish that was true.
It is. All right, it's true. Everything I've heard, the plane flies itself. Don't you worry. All right. You push a couple buttons, boop, 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 flick a lever, turn a switch, you know, do all that stuff. Done. You landed in Toledo. No problem.
Did you know?
Yes.
That nearly 1/3 uh-huh. of adult Americans uh-huh. think that they can safely land a plane with air traffic control's guidance.
Well.
And.
Okay.
And. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
That number jumps to 50% uh-huh. when you only look at the men's responses.
Well, did you know that 50% of the men who think that can do that? Okay, so how about that?
That is not true.
Well, give them the opportunity. Maybe they're right. You don't know.
You know what actually makes this really scary in the opposite direction?
What's that?
That survey was taken among pilots only. It's not true.
That'd be amazing. I was like, this was a survey that pilots were asked, whenever you're at your family barbecue, how many of your relatives swear up and down that they could also land the plane guided by air traffic control? And they were like, 100% of my relatives tell me every goddamn time. Yeah. And I have hated Christmas every single year since. What the hell was I saying? All right. Anyway. Jesus. Anyway, that's it. There it is. Look at that. We made a thing.
We made a thing.
That's it. There wasn't a thing, and now there's a thing at the end of this whole thing. Somehow, some way, there's a thing. So if you're listening to this, go out and make a thing. Okay? Just go out and do it. It's that simple. All right. That's it. There's nothing else. There's nothing left. I'm done. You're cooked.
You're Treble.
And I'm Trebled.
And I'm Gummo.
You're
Harpo.
Yep.
Chico.
Yes, you're Chico.
Zeppo.
Oh, you're definitely Zeppo.
Groucho.
No.
What? I got the mustache and the big nose and the glasses.
Yeah, but
you got it all.
Yeah, but you got shit on your chin too. You didn't have a beard. You just had a mustache.
Yeah, but I have all the other stuff.
Too much stuff.
I also don't have a horn. Why would I be Harpo?
I didn't say you were Harpo. I said you're Zeppo.
I don't want to be Zeppo.
Well, too bad. You're Zeppo. You think Zeppo wanted to be Zeppo?
Yes.
Zeppo wanted to be Groucho.
That's
Groucho
not true.
Wanted to be Harpo. Harpo wanted to be drunk, and all of them are dead. So over it.
Whatever happened to Gummo?
Gummo just was content with being Gummo, actually. He had a complete and full self.
What do you think he did? Because there were five Marx Brothers.
He killed virgins. That's what he did. What else he went?
That cannot be true. Well, I mean, like, did he, like, go on to be an accountant? You know?
Who knows what they all did?
Well, no, the other four were comedians and actors.
I'm not looking this up.
Fine, I will.
Okay? Gummo wasn't in show business?
So I was trying to explain to you, there were five Marx Brothers originally when they did vaudeville.
Yes.
And then when they started doing movies, he stopped.
Because he's a smart man.
Yeah, and allergic to money, evidently.
I'm pretty sure they all died broke and penniless.
No, not Groucho.
Except for Groucho. Groucho was fine. Because Groucho did everything under the sun.
Yo, if I had given you a million guesses, you never would have guessed what Gummo ended up doing.
I told you he was a serial killer.
Hardcore porn. No.
That'd be amazing.
After his army career. This is a sentence that is a fucking roller coaster.
Okay.
After his army career, Gummo went into the raincoat business.
Could even dissect that sentence. That is utter brilliance.
Is that the end?
Wow. Has to be.
Okay. I fine. Fuck it. We ball.